Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. Now we're about to enter into a very strategic phase of this New Year service. And I want to bring us the prophetic counsels and declarations for this year. And they are scriptures. And maybe after this service, you may need to get this part of the service and just prayerfully consider them again. Daniel chapter 2. Now I need you all to be standing. You can put me on a timer now. These are the counsels for the year as impressed in my heart by the Lord. And I charge you to please give attention to this so that your profiting may appear to all. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21, for the Lord changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. For behold, I, the Lord, I am doing something new. And now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? For I will make a way in the wilderness, and I will even give you rivers in the desert. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for their good. Those, even for those who have been called according to his purpose. Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 25 and verse 26. And I will make them and the places all around my hills a blessing. And I will send down the showers in their season. And there shall be showers of blessings. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 55, from verse 10 and 11. For as the rain and the snow comes down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it to bring forth and to sprout, giving seed to the sower, and also bread to the eater, so shall my word be in your life. As it has gone forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty. But it shall accomplish that which I have proposed and shall succeed in the thing to which I have sent it. Let your amen be louder. In Psalms chapter 40 and verse 3, for the Lord has put a new song in my mouth, and it is a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and they will now put their trust in the Lord. James chapter 1 and verse 12, it says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he shall receive the crown of life, whom God has promised to those who love him. Finally, our counsel, our prophetic consideration for this new service in the new year, in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5. Revelation 21, 5. And he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Also he said, write this down. For these words, they are true and they are faithful. I want you to bless the Lord and magnify him. Bless him and magnify him. Because this is what the Lord is saying to us this year. Hallelujah. I want you to bless him. Arabali kasini anda libasaya. You have broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. You have broken the gates of brass. We are entering this new year prophetically.
The bars of iron has
oh, that man
will praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. For his goodness and all his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and all his wonderful works to the children of men.
He has broken.
He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder.
Oh, some God,
oh, some God.
Rabatalia ne satalia. Awesome God,
awesome God,
mighty God,
mighty God,
mighty God,
mighty God,
we give you praise,
we give you praise.
Awesome God,
awesome God,
we honor you,
we honor you,
mighty God.
You are highly lifted up, mighty God. You are highly, you are highly,
you are highly,
mighty God.
Shout a big hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. I want you to declare hallelujah. Words of Jericho fall down. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Let the righteous nation shout hallelujah. Let the righteous nation shout hallelujah. Yandele barakatani. Hallelujah. Please take your seats. We enter into the second phase. The prophetic realm is open over us this year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may need to stay with me because I'm on a timer, so. But you know, as we were singing that song, you will know when that door opens. You see, the Lord doesn't, is not tied to a 365-day calendar. But these things, because they have meaning with us as human beings, so the Lord puts certain things within that context because of the meaning it has to us. The Lord has something to say. You will show me the pathway of life. The heavens are not quiet. Certain things the Lord will say in a mystery, and then he will ask for those who have understanding. Peradventure, they can bring forth the meaning of this oracle. But if there is no man found, even though it is the Lord that has spoken, then the words will be concealed for another generation. And that's why in these days that the Lord has brought us into, we must seek not only to know what the Lord is saying, we must seek for an understanding heart. Because yet you may know what the Lord is saying, but your timing could be wrong. You may know what the Lord is saying, and yet your approach and your posture may even be in the flesh. Yes, you might have, the Lord might have said, stay here. But the Lord might not be telling you to stay here postured in another way. All the Lord might be saying is just stand there. Don't do anything. And it is possible for the Lord to say, stay here, when everybody is moving towards another direction. Most of the time, when the Lord stays here, it is because there is some movement in another direction. And the Lord will not have you go as others have gone. The Lord is not quiet. We will not enter this new year as men without understanding. We will enter with a ready heart, the heart of sons and daughters, knowing that our God, our Father, speaks from the future. He never speaks from the present. And everything He says, even though you may not have the full information now, He knows exactly what He is saying. And it may even seem to be as though it's a lie, or these things will not come to pass. But yet, if we find that He's always right, He's a faithful God. So the Lord counsels us to behold His face as we enter into this new season. We must deliberately posture ourselves to behold His face. We must deliberately posture ourselves to behold His face, because there is a particular posture that cannot behold the face of the Lord. And the Lord says, this year I'm going to bring out My face, and there are people that will behold My face. They will see My glory. See, I'm going to, you have prayed, you've waited, and you've begun to second guess yourself. But the Lord said, this season, you will not ask for it, but I will be coming to you. Said, I will be coming to you. Come on, say, the Lord is not quiet. The Lord is saying something. Saying something about you. Saying something about you, my sister. Because the Lord assures that in this season, every time you find that there seems to be contravening winds, ill winds, when you find that it seems the earth has been prepared for a famine, is because it is the seasons for the Josephs. Those who have been prepared by suffering. Those who might do, they might, not because of love, but because they heard God. It's their time. Those who stood their ground only because they knew this was the last thing God said, not because they didn't have options to run away. It's the seasons for the Josephs. So there's a prophetic cry to all Josephs, wherever they are, to come out of their graves, to come out of their prison. Because the word of the Lord is coming forth. And God is not silent. Therefore, we bring you these prophetic counsels that they may serve as a guide to you. And set straight paths for your feet. So that which is lame will not be turned aside. The Lord is not quiet. The Lord has prepared a table before us. In the presence of our enemies. Therefore, the Lord proceeds to tell us that in the year 2023, many will start from the dream phase and they will start from the dream levels. But the Lord said in 2023, they will come into the manifestation levels. That much of the things that has been shown to you and have been revealed to you, just the way those dreams came and some of those visions came, and they came of their own accord. The Lord said this time the manifestations will be coming of their own accord. And the Lord said there's a requirement of wisdom in this regard. That because the Lord will be orchestrating certain things by Himself, that we must now come into the realm of wisdom. So that we will be able to embrace and see what our posture should be. when the Lord begins to orchestrate certain things and we are not the ones aborting the process again, we must come to the place of wisdom. The Lord said, because of the times that are ahead of us, he said the heavens have called for a famine, and that this will signal the rise of Josephs, and that prophetic people will begin to rise from within the church, from within the economic space, and within the political space. The Lord is saying that he's going to reveal himself to certain people who were not known to be believers. They were not known to have really anything to do with the church, as it were. But the Lord said, I'm going to show up within the economic and the political space specifically, and I'm going to begin to raise prophetic people from among these ones. And many of them, some of them will even come out and say, oh, they have found the Lord. He says some of them, they will not make that public declaration, but you will find that there seems to be a shift in the way certain things around them are being done. And you see it in the public space. And the Lord said, even now, it is so. Amen. So you watch out for disruptors. The Lord said you should watch out for disruptors, both in the within the church, economic, and the political space. You are going to find disruptors. You are going to find nobody's rise. And if some of the folks who are within the established status quo refuses that change, the Lord said he will take many of them away. They will pass on. Because it's the seasons for Josephs. And the Lord calls for wisdom. The seasons for Joseph. And the Lord begins to speak concerning nations, and he says, seemingly strong nations we bow to economic pressures. He said, and currencies will fail. And the Lord adds this wisdom. Say, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Pay attention to this, because some of you might be leaving the country and you go straight into warfare. You go into a country, you just meet them. The day you get in, they lock the borders. Because the Lord says currencies will fail. The Lord counsels, say, buy from me without money. How do you buy from the Lord without money? With your desire. With your faith. You must desire the Lord with everything within you. Desire more than gold. Desire him more than silver. The Lord said, this is how I want you to buy. Say, look to Abraham, your father. Look to Sarah, your mother. Do not hear these words with your ears. Hear it with your spirit. Because they will happen before your very eyes. The Lord says he will use a few nations to remind the world that he still rules in the affairs of men. He will use some strong countries. He will make an example of them. There will be massive confusion. Say, but just to prove a point. He says he's doing just prove a point. Just like when he killed Pharaoh. Just to prove that he is God. There was nothing there. He just wanted to prove. Now, the Lord said, this is the language you say, a Nebuchadnezzar-like ruler that will be disgraced globally. Nebuchadnezzar-like ruler. His tenure will be made to end abruptly. He will be disgraced. It will be a global disgrace. It's not in Nigeria, it's in... The Lord said he will bring judgment to certain nations because they have approved the same-sex marriage. He said he will administer the judgment himself because he cannot refrain from it. Their cup is getting very full. He said the judgment will not be exactly like Sodom, but you will hear of fires burning cities. You will hear of wildfire, fire outbreaks. Says the judgment of the Lord. Then the Lord says there will be outbreak of it's still part of the judgment. There'll be outbreak of a skin outbreak. And it's going to be on children. It's going to be a skin outbreak. Peradventure, you may find some adults, but you're going to find a skin outbreak. Something, it's a skin outbreak. The Lord said he will allow their vain desires to destroy them. So if you live in a country and you are connected now where same-sex legislation is being practiced, don't sleep. Pray. Anoint the borders of your home the way the Israelites anointed their home before they left Egypt. Anoint your children regularly. Anoint them with oil and pray over them that the spirit in the air will not possess their heart. Don't sleep and think that you are exempted from the travail. Say, for there was darkness in Egypt, but in Goshen there was light. That's why I said to you that the Lord said this year will require the administration of wisdom. Not so much about what is being said, but whether if at all you know what to do with what has been said. So the Lord has preserved the Goshen for his children, both at the family level and the church level. Amen. The Lord said that there will be a rise in witchcraft and false prophetic ministries, and this will necessitate the rise of Josephs. Because the magicians were there before him and they could not interpret the dream of Pharaoh. So the Lord said you should be careful. Don't allow anyone use a curse word or negative word even as an example while talking to you. Because witchcraft works through words. Witchcraft is weak, it's powerless, but when words are spoken. So the Lord said there's going to be an increase. Some people will just be responding to the economic pressure around and they will say certain things. It's witchcraft. You are going to find that a lot of people will begin to rise and seek for direction. Oh, what's the Lord say? We want to know what God is saying. And they will begin to go to strange places. You will see a lot of, you know, a lot of false prophetic ministry. I should just leave the foreigners out of this and face Nigeria, because you are going to see an increase in that, specifically in the UK. Specifically, France is gone. They've taken France. Even so, the Lord yet speaks about revival in those nations, but currently. So you must refuse witchcraft. Please stay with me. You must refuse witchcraft. Do not say, oh, she's my sister, she's my brother. No. Witchcraft thrives and draws its strength from family ties, emotion. It looks for a reason why you cannot strike, because this is your brother. But the scripture says, suffer not a witch to live. So we must pray against skin infections, skin breakouts, especially for young people. The Lord says, he speaks of perfection concerning the purposes that he has for many of his children. He said many of us have come a full circle. And it's time for us to proceed into a new season. I thought you'd say amen. So it will be the heavens that will declare the gates open. Because God says it's time. I say God says it's time.
You will show me the pathway of life. You will show me the pathway of life. Show me. Show me the pathway of life.
In Luke chapter 12, I believe verse 32, I bring you a word and a counsel. And if you can put this down, paste it somewhere. Look at that scripture. Say, fear not, little flock. Fear not. This is the word of the Lord for you. Harvest word. Say, fear not. Say, fear not. Fear not. Don't be afraid. The future is good. In spite of everything, it's still your year. Because Joseph will make advancements. Whether the economy might be in a recession, depression, 7 years, yes, 7 years. Yeah, but Joseph will, they'll be on top of it. He got his throne in that period. Yeah. Say, fear not, little flock. God knows you are small. God knows where you are. He says, don't be afraid, I'm here. Come on, give me that scripture. He says, fear not, oh little flock. It is your it's not about you. It's not about you. It is your father. Don't. Tell neighbor, fear not. These are the scriptures you will go into the new year with. And God is coming from his throne and he's talking to you. Say, Agnes, fear not. Believe me, he has a strong baritone. Say, fear not. Why are you afraid? What you are desiring is also my desire. I will not give you that. I will give you a kingdom. What I will give you is a kingdom. It's not even this one. Because your mind can't even imagine that a city will be named after you. You say, but I will give you a kingdom. Say, you think you are small, but don't be afraid. What we are planning is much bigger. You may not have a name. You may not have parents. You may not have anything to your account. Say, but fear not. That means what Satan will unleash against the little flock is fear. It's not you we are looking for. You don't have what it takes. You failed and sinned against God several times. You are not the man. God says, don't be afraid. It is your father. God calls himself your father. Hey, you are not an orphan. God calls you. He didn't say, my servant. Say, it is your father's pleasure. I am the shepherd. I am your father. I am your source. I am your sustainer. I will give you a kingdom. This thing you are thinking is not even up to what the heavens have allocated to you. Oh, come on, declare, I receive a kingdom. I want you to declare it with faith. We receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Oh, hallelujah. You will show me the pathway of life. He has to show you because you can't see that kingdom. He has to show you. You will show me
the way of life.
show me.
You will show me.
Show me
the pathway of life.
Hallelujah. Alebaraka selida baria takasula. Korabalika sifalia
devasa.
Maraba, let your Josephs begin to hear your voice and begin to rise.
You will show me.
Sharabala debasula baraka. Let your voice be loud inside our head this year. Rabala siara telekamo sutaya.
Show me.
Hallelujah. The Lord says this year, He said He's going to give this prophetic atmosphere to individual families. That you will not just experience it while you are in the church here. He said, that, and I was asking, what is the trigger for this? How do we activate it? Then he said, remember Zion. And I said, what do you mean? Say, remember the atmosphere here. And it opens up in your own home. Remember that atmosphere here. Close your eyes. Remember it. Say, then it opens up over you in your own home, even without a song. And all of a sudden, your spirit senses will become active. Then everything seems to be a language. The color of your shirt, the pace at which somebody's walking, everything seems to be talking to you. All of a sudden, your Noah becomes very loud. 1,000 television screens will not be able to silence the voice of God in your spirit. Hey! We distill this atmosphere into families, into homes. Some of you will take it into your new marriage. Your marriage, that you will take it in. Ooh, look at the peace of God everywhere. The Lord said I should bring a word to us as a church. Say, this year you can actually trust me. You can trust me. Say, don't go ahead of me. Let's walk together. Say, you can trust me. He said, because I will bring my word to pass, they will happen of their own accord. You will be in the midst of the fire. You will not be burnt. Not because of your prayer life, but because I'm there. He said, and Satan's strategy will be to take your eyes off the Lord. Looking at the situation. Looking at the problem. The moment Satan can deceive you and you are looking at the problem, you will start to sink. Peter will begin to sink. Keep your eyes. Say, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
You will show me.
My eyes are open and I behold you.
The pathway of life.
We start strong in you, O God.
You will show me.
Show me.
The pathway of life.
I in you and you in me.
Show me.
We are one.
God, you will show me.
I see as you see,
and
I hear as you hear.
The pathway of life,
you will show me, God.
You will show me, God.
The pathway of life. Show me God.
Listen, the Lord is saying, don't make any mistake. There will be writings on the wall. And only those with the spirit of Joseph or Daniel can interpret. Because I saw it from the ears of many people here, bright light like the sun was coming out. And the Lord said, look, this is the strength of the revelation you'll be receiving this year. Bright light like the sun, oozing out of your ears. That's how strong the communication from heaven will be in your life this year. And the Lord said, look, you have to see it, you have to believe it for you to experience it. He said, because I will not be silent this year. Say, I will not be silent. Say, before you call, I will answer. He said, I will not be silent this year. I will not be silent. So you must posture. You must posture. Everything will be a communication tool. Even those among us that have never heard the voice of God, say, before you call, I will answer. So you won't even need to call because he has answered. Deeper levels of revelation and accurate guidance by the power and the Spirit of God. We come into the new year, not in the flesh. We come in as priests. Because we intercede as priests, but we speak as kings. When we stand before the Lord, we are priests. But when we stand before men, we are kings. So the authority of your kingship is rooted in your priesthood. The presence of God, you must not be a stranger to it this year. You must go to him because you love him. You don't need any motivation. Just decide. Just decide. Just the way you decide to go watch a film. Just decide. Oh, God is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. He is Jehovah rewarder. He is a rewarder. Every time you spend, you could have woken up in the morning and rushed to the bedroom. But you see that 15 minutes, that 20 minutes you spent with him. God say he has seen it. He said he's a rewarder of those who seek him. We will not go as others went. This new year, we will be guided. Before you go, ask the Holy Spirit, should I go? Don't be afraid. He will talk to you. Don't be afraid. He will say something. He will send prophets. He will use any means to preserve his word over your life. Kalia karane mosulaya. This is the year of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Before I give us the theme for the year and the scripture for the year, I want you to worship the Lord. Where's Joseph?
You will show me the pathway of life. Show me.
You will show me the pathway of life.
Show me.
You will show me.
The pathway. Lekaria Masita Labashata.
You will show me the pathway of life. Show me.
Prophetic people begin to pray in the Spirit.
Show me the pathway of life. You will show
In the strength of the Lord. And you will not bring forth for trouble. For at every corner, at every turn, the Lord will show and prove to those around that He is your owner and He is your Lord. Say, therefore, let no man suffer you any harm, for upon you are the marks of Jesus Christ. The marks of God's ownership over you, over your family. For the world it will be difficult, but for you it will be easy. Isaiah chapter 40. Your presence, oh God, is where I am. If you bid me to come, I will come where you are. If you bid me to come, I will come where you are. Where you are. Where you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the year 2022, the Lord said to us that it will be a year of covenant establishment. Therefore, I read to you from Isaiah chapter 40. From verse 28 to 31. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. And there is no searching of his understanding. For he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Rise up on your feet. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, and they will not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The year 2023 shall be unto us the year that we mount up with wings as eagles. Shout a big hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Let somebody shout a big hallelujah. Let a covenant child shout a big hallelujah. Let somebody who is prophetic shout a big hallelujah. You. Maybe you don't have a full grasp of what I'm saying. The Lord is saying to us that you require strength to take off. And that strength will be supplied only by Him when we wait on Him. That this year, a lot of the rules we know, they will not function, they will not apply. So you need something outside the regular to shoot you up. The ability to mount up and take off in the air in the direction of the will of God. The Lord said He's the one that wants to supply that strength. Serious stuff here. Believe and be saved. Say they will mount up with wings. Very powerful wings. As eagles, and they will take off. Far above curses. Far above manipulations. Far above rejections. Far above everything you have known before now. You will mount up with wings.
Thank you.
want you to pray for yourself and your family in 1 minute. Lift up. Lift up. Set up an altar for your family for the year. Wherever you are, begin to pray. Whether you're online, begin to raise the altar now for your family for this year. Can you take a moment to pray for yourself and your family? Can you take 1 moment to pray for yourself and your family? Chapter 10 and verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. Please consider this. Here's the word of the Lord. For those who are extremely smart and who believe that they know what to do, they have planned all the strategies. How they are going to make it this year. Look at what the Lord is saying. Say, for, oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not where. He's not in himself. He doesn't know anything. You are just a pawn. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. This is how we are going to take off. You only move when he says move. That's the Bible summarizing one phrase. Only do as you are commanded. God is only committed to what he has discussed with you. Any other thing, you will pay for it. You will be the one to pay for it. So don't get emotional with God. Only do as you are commanded. If you have not received instructions, stay where you are. God is able to redeem time. And in case you think that time is running against you, then we need to ask you, maybe how you are able to calculate it mathematically to come to the conclusion that time is against you. See, it is not, the way of man is not in himself. He doesn't. You can only try. You don't know. It is Jesus. It is Jesus that knows the way through the wilderness. This year, individually, as a family, as a church, we have to go with Jesus. There's no other way. The clouds are bleak. Don't gamble it. Stop using your own wisdom. Stop using let's be factual. Economic conditions will fail this year. Presidents of nations to be removed.
because they are confused about the economy. Go and write it down. Maybe even from this month. The way of man. There was a prime minister that I prophesied about. I said the son of an immigrant. The first day in office, he was putting things in of his God, their religion, you know, arranging in front of the office. That's a smart person. They've not been able to remove him so far. This earth is controlled from the supernatural realm. Deal with it or be a victim. It is those that know their God that shall be strong. If you do not know your God, you will be weak. They will walk over your head. It's not a Christian verse. It is a personal encounter. The things that you and God have worked out together in your secret place. Those that know their God say they will be strong because God imparts strength to those who know Him. One of the signs you look for is strength. And you need strength to mount up. Mount up from depression. Mount up from the fear of job loss. You need strength to rise above it and not to be moved by it. Because you didn't get that job, God gave it to you. Nobody can take it away from you until the owner says it's time. The scripture said, the fear of man bringeth a snare. This year, we are mounting up from the fear of man. I'm not afraid what man can do unto me. I have put the Lord always before my face. Always before my face. There's nothing any man can do. The doctor's report is a lie. I said the doctor's report is a lie. The economic report is a lie. It's not your portion. You are walking out of this place completely free from the pressures of life. Nothing can hold a man back as strong and as terrible as Pharaoh held the Israelites. Even with a prophet, it was tough. But when the Lord decided to tell his children, anoint your doorpost. I'm talking to somebody now. Say, anoint your doorpost. Say, because this night, in fact, the Lord said to them, the food you will eat this night, you will eat it standing. Because you are from there, you are packing your bag. Don't wash the plate. I said, don't wash the plate. This one, there will be no time to wash. Just pack your bag. Carry it on your head and be eating that yam. Eat that toast. Eat that pounded yam. Just be eating. You will learn today. On your feet. The Lord said, be eating on your feet. No. Hey, stand up. Say, you must eat on your feet. Pack your bag. See, because this night, I will visit this land. I want to make an open show of Pharaoh. He said, tonight, Ale, I will visit this land. I will visit this family. He said, whoever does not have the emblem of the blood. He said, the angel of death will visit. He said, because when I see the blood,
la 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 la
Listen. The eagle in the scripture is a prophetic creature. The eagle in the word of God is the picture of a matured believer. A matured Christian. The eagle in the scripture speaks about the ability of a prophet. The ability to see far. The ability to decimate enemies that are twice your size. The reason why you must take off in the air is because before you can lift certain objects off the ground, you must have the advantage of height and speed. Come on, are you here now? So that's why you have to take off. All your waiting upon the Lord, all your prayer, all your meditating on the word of God, everything you are doing, you are gaining momentum to take off. Because this year there's going to be full decimation. Full decimation. All those things you struggled with, you prayed against it. This year there will be full. You are going to crush everything that's resisted you. You are going to crush it completely. This time around, for the first time, your enemies will be afraid of you. They will not call you an enemy in their own camp. I said they will call you an enemy. Before now, you say you have enemies. Now they will be the one saying you are their enemy because they are afraid of you. Doubt will be afraid of you. Fear will be afraid of you. I said fear will be afraid of you. I said fear will be afraid of you. Like Joseph, you will arise in your companies, in your organization, as the reason why God is blessing them. I said, like Joseph, you will arise in your organization as the reason why God is blessing them. Then the scripture said the Lord blessed Joseph, he blessed Potiphar because of Joseph. Because God needs the man to be alive to become prime minister, so he must not be hungry. This year you will not be hungry. Spiritually, you will not be hungry. Physically, you will not lack. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will be your source and your sustainer. Therefore, we march gallantly into 2023 on prophetic wings, guided by the voice of God, guided by the hand of God. If I shall be a voice behind you telling you this is the right way, walk in it. Say, you will find rest for your souls. Oh, step by step, you lead me, and I will follow you. Take it again. This service, it's going to be an anointing service. If I saw the Lord cloaking every one of us with the garments of instruction, come out to declare, I need instruction. I need the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. So, this is the final phase. I'm going to be praying for all our pastors. So, this is what we are going to do. This year, we witnessed the transfer of spirits. So, she's blessed. It's okay. She's blessed. All right. Uncle Tio, have we prayed for you? Please come. No, please come. Should I hold the camera? It's very expensive. Hold it very well. I don't want you to miss out. Sometimes these things happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I separate you. This year we answer to you. This year we answer to you. I take out struggle. I take out pain. Right now, I command the gates of 2023 to open to you and your family with all his blessings. And these words that I speak to you will not fail. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. I ask that the Lord will take a measure of that grace he has given to me and it will transfer to you. Something is flowing right now. Thank you, Lord. This year will be easy for you. You will go in safety. And you will return in safety. I announce you in the name of Jesus, and you'll be celebrated very soon. Pastor Tokwe.
Let this here answer to you. You will not be left by the way. I bless you. As your pastor, I prophesy over you. This year, you will bring the head of Goliath down. I release the power of the Holy Spirit to go into your life and make your life easy. In the name of Jesus, you will break through to the left and break through to the right. In Jesus' name. Pastor Kenya, anoint you in the name of Jesus. And I supercharge every gift of God that is on your inside. Raba li kasuniya talaba. Zali prasifani talisipiala. Hikana karu kosko flekai toko shila. I supercharge every gift of God that is on your inside. This year, Zafi Hakulia no Roto Kipiasa. This year, your gifts will blossom by the hand of God. And many will come to the shade and the umbrella of this gift. In the name of Jesus. Step back. As your pastor and as your spiritual father, I speak over you and I declare that the word of the Lord that has brought me thus far, that same Spirit of God will repossess your life in the year 2023. And you will not struggle. Before you have a need, the Lord will meet it. This year, you will grow in the anointing. And you will blossom in the anointing. You will not be weak. Your voice will be strong in the spirit. And I declare, you are covered. You are not an orphan. You are covered. In Jesus' name. Pastor Tokwe, maybe you should come. Pastor Tokwe. Pastor Charles, I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. This year, you will not need to go left or go right. The Lord will bring the market to you. By prophetic utterance, I release you into a year of incredible wealth. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Your life will be easy. Amen. The Lord will bless you. Amen. Nothing shall be missing. Amen. Your head shall be anointed with a fresh oil. Amen. And it is well with you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Pastor David, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. And I anoint you. This year we send your gift to nations. Amen. We send your quality, your character to the nations of the earth. Amen. You will be celebrated. Amen. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit afresh. And I pray for you. This year you will mount up with wings. And you will not be tired. The Lord will make you joyful. The Lord will give you a reason to sing. This year, we call you Abraham, the father of many nations. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus, I bless you. That which you desire, take it now.
Drink. This river is deeper. Drink. Drink. Enter into your prophetic ministry this year. Drink. Let nothing hold you back. Drink. 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 Such as I have, I give to you. Drink. Drink. In the name of Jesus, it's just coming. Okay, hold on. In the name of Jesus, grace, raw fire, rest upon you. Apostolic fire. Apostolic fire. Your tongue will be changed and it will become a rod of power. Therefore, the Lord says to you, that which is given to you, keep by the Holy Ghost who is in you. Just to that which you desire, receive, receive, receive. Increase capacity, increase unction, increase power. May your voice be as the sound of many waters. Let your voice travel. Travel the nations. Let your impact travel the nations. Let your weight in the spirit be profound. This year, you will not struggle. It will be easy for you. For the Lord will arise over you as a mighty warrior. And the road and the way has been made open for you. It's the way of righteousness, the way of holiness. I see your capacity stretching from within. Amen. See your capacity, the capacity for graces, different graces, the ability to absorb different graces. Sakiyaba, Sataliko. Russia leader Saruba Diasa Ekombalika Dukai Dakaraya. This is a stream of many waters. Aya, it is yours because Jesus says so. In the name of Jesus Christ, I separate you for good works and for great things. In the name of Jesus, as your pastor, I speak over you. Become great. Become great. The kings of this earth will send for you this year. And I stand behind you. And I stand before you. And I declare, let the grace over this house take you to nations. That which you desire of the Lord, that prophetic stream is here now. Drink. Drink. Drink till you can drink no more. Drink. The power of the Holy Spirit come upon you. Drink. Drink. Like fire. Drink. It's hot like fire. But drink. In your belly it will be as fire. But in your mouth it will be like fresh waters. Shadlabasaya. This year, you will not struggle to be easy for you. You will not be tired. All that is yours will be kept. In the name of Jesus. The Lord shows me a man that has been made ready. An arrow shot into the future. Therefore, I come to confirm these words. And I say, get ready. Say, tell Ahab to get ready. Say, for I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. You will need the help of the Holy Spirit so that you are not drenched. Therefore, receive speed. This year, receive speed by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, aha, aha, aha. You will dazzle kings. You will dazzle wise men. The hand of the Lord will bring this word to pass. In Jesus' name. Are you blessed this year? Are you blessed this year? Are you blessed? Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, we are mounting up with wings as eagles. This year, 2023, we are mounting up with wings as eagles. Now prophesy, this year, we are mounting up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. Now, in 5 minutes we'll be out of here, but I want you to give an offering to the Lord. Wow. I heard me. Okay, I need to greet our folks who are online right now. Please help me celebrate them. All right.